So going back to 1940s, at that time we had the Davis family, who were in occupation of houses both sides of the river here, both at Llerynny and at Cosheston. And Tom the Ferry was a great character who taught me everything that was necessary to know about tides and currents and winds here. And his cousins, who lived at Cosheston, they also took me out on long fishing journeys. We went out with seine nets, and totally illegal today, of course, and up the river to Picton Point and other places where the bass used to run in their thousands, in their millions. So it would be quite normal to come home with a small bag of 30 or 40 bass. There again, quite impossible nowadays. Anyway, Tom used to take people across for sixpence. I think a bicycle would probably cost you ninepence. And of course, by the 1940s, the place where the horses were taken across, also from Llerynny Quay, of course, the doghouse, as it became known, although it's now called more politely the Llerynny Arms, that was the place where the hounds were kept. And on a hunting day, the hounds and a couple of horses would come down to the quayside at Llerynny and would be loaded onto boats. And we had, of course, to learn how to swim before we were allowed to cross here. I remember being told I had to put to swim across from Llerynny foreshore to Cosheston in my clothes before we were allowed to take out a boat. So, but I did that quickly, so I very soon found myself in possession of a small rowing boat, and I used to profit by what I'd learned from the Davis family to go fishing up and down the river.